Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. Kind of like in the new vibe of the podcast where I just get to talk about stuff that are interesting to me, and you also get to like learn something from the podcast, at least listening to me ranting about stuff and life every day. So today I want to talk about, like a mistake that you made while you were emotional, tired. You were not yourself. Like you were probably angry, and then you made something that you regret. It's very, very difficult sometimes to control yourself when you are very emotional because your brain is very primitive, and the first part of your brain that develops is your primitive self, or your amygdala, or that part, that old brain of yours was only responsible for emotions back in the days in primitive societies. That's what people used to do. When they get angry, they react instantly. It is what made people survive. It is what made people like live long lives, because again, they had to react to instant threat. But the thing is, yes, although it is a part of our brain that helps us survive, but in today's world, things are slightly different, right? You don't have a lot of threats as we used to have, right? And also our brain developed to a point where we don't necessarily have to just make the decision based on emotions. We have to think through it and then like weigh the odds and then make a decision, right? But even though we like evolved and improved, there is still that trail or that part of your primitive brain left in you that is like making you some from time to time, react to certain situations the way you're not supposed to, right? And it's interesting because I've been there as well. I've had situations where I had to react. I remember there was a day I used to host events at American Space long time ago. And then there was a situation where I was like the event organizer, and there is a guy I didn't like among the team I didn't really like, and I made decisions that were purely out of spite, out of anger. I didn't like the person, and therefore I just made those decisions. I choose to change the event to a certain way. He recommended certain things, although they were good for the event, but I didn't really act rational because it's that person that made those calls or suggested certain things about the event, and I said no to them, although they were perfect for the event. And I know, I'm sure maybe some of you did the same thing. Sometimes you had all the good reasons not to do something, but because you didn't like someone, where you didn't like something in a person, and you chose to do the opposite, right? It's interesting, like part of our human nature, that we react sometimes with emotions. Like we prioritize emotions over like the outcome of the situations. Although you are gonna end up losing at some point, you still try to be against whatever odds, whatever person that you don't like per se. And I know this is like so true, especially in like relationships or like you have friendships, right? You sometimes try to just be against the person, and even though they are making sense, even though they have good reasons for why a decision should be the case, but you just go against it because again, you don't like the person, you are emotional. Emotions are fallible. You make mistakes. And if you go throughout your life trying to use or give in to those emotions, oftentimes you are going to end up just making a bad decision and that you are going to regret later, right? And sometimes you are like tired. You know, they say if you really want to like get someone to approve something, go to them when they are like tired, were exhausted, and they can't really think about the situation, right? That's like where people are in a way vulnerable. So you cannot really rationalize the situations. They cannot think through it, and you can get whatever you want, whatever answer. It could be the opposite. It could be the other extreme. The other person doesn't really think through it, and although it's there is a valid reason to accept whatever this person is asking, but you choose not to because you are tired or exhausted, right? Again, I want to stress this part about emotions. I try in my life to just not be emotional, right? Not to give in to emotions, but it's really, really difficult. We are, again, humans, right? And emotions is a huge part of our being, right? So we cannot exist without emotions. Emotions is what makes us learn in life, right? When you make a mistake, there is a feeling about it. You feel bad. Society punishes you in some way, like you did this. There is that person. There is this feeling inside of you that you did a mistake, right? And then next time you don't do it because emotions taught you not to make mistakes. So mistakes, we learn from our mistakes because of emotions. Emotions drive us not to make mistakes again, right? They make you always push yourself to the next limit. If we didn't have emotions, we wouldn't be humans, wouldn't be inventors or creative. And also you couldn't progress because we keep doing the same thing. There is nothing that punishes you from, doing whatever mistake you're doing. So you keep going, you keep doing the thing that you're not supposed to do. So again, like even though I try to get rid of emotions, I think they're useless. But yeah, sometimes they're good. Sometimes they help you survive. Sometimes, again, they help you push yourself to the next limit and become a better person. Although, oftentimes, again, they lead you astray. They put you in situations where you're not supposed to, especially if you're very, most of the time, most fights, some people just, commit crimes because of emotions. They got too angry and they just caved in. And that's what led them to commit whatever crime they did, right? So oftentimes you hear a crime of passion, right? Yeah, so when you are extremely emotional, you don't really rationalize the situation and you just cave in. So emotions are a big part of our life, no matter what you try to do. We try to neglect them, they are part of our life. So what about you? What kind of situations have you been in where your emotions led you, or maybe your tiredness led you to make a decision that you regret until now? So what can we do to not fall prey to emotions and not be like a victim of like making a huge mistake? Psychologists say you should first name the emotion. You should tell yourself that you are angry, that you are overwhelmed, that you are tired. Naming an emotion, like it activates this rational part of your brain and it lowers this emotional intensity, right? If you tell your brain that you are angry, it's like you rationalize it. You're just communicating with your prefrontal cortex, your rational part of the brain, and it helps you like stabilize a little bit, right? If you are trying to, like, I don't know, make a huge mistake, it just makes you again very aware of what's going on. There is also this other thing that psychologists talk about is this the 90-second rule, right? If you are emotional, just wait it up, right? Try to wait, slow down, reaction, slow down your reaction, and do not just rush into things. If there is a situation, just calm, think about it, wait, and then your thoughts are going to be clear, and then you will be able to make a good decision, right? So emotions definitely play a huge part. So slowing down definitely plays a huge part in like regulating your emotions. Like take a minute, then breathe, and do not respond, do not say a thing. And this again, eventually, and this will stop whatever impulsive decision that you have. There is this other thing that psychologists talked about is the HALT method, right? HALT stands for hangry, angry, lonely, tired. When you are one of these, when you are hangry or angry or lonely or tired, you tend to make big choices that are not good, right? So always evaluate yourself. Are you angry? Are you hungry? Are you lonely? Are you tired? When you are one of these, just do not make any decision because oftentimes you will make a bad one, a decision that you will come to regret. So it's preferable to eat, and calm down before making a decision because if you do, oftentimes you are going to make big choices or big promises that you will not be able to fulfill. The last solution I want to talk about is this, sleep mindset, right? So if you have a big decision and you're emotional about it, sleep first and then you can decide later. Because sleep gives you a lot of solutions, especially if you have you're emotional, it does tend to help you find solutions, right? When you're tired, the brain takes like shortcuts and overreacts emotionally all the time. And of course, it misreads like social cues. But when you are like, sound, when you're of sound mind, when you're well rested, right? You tend to make good decisions, right? These are the techniques that I know about. Tell me if you know more techniques about how do you stop yourself? Maybe a technique that you use yourself, like it is the other one. The other technique is just to leave the place. Some people say report that it's a good one. Like if there is a situation where you're emotional, you just ignore it, go somewhere, calm down, and come back. That could work. But some other people say if you're arguing with someone, if you leave, that tends to make it like worse. But it depends again on the person. Maybe you have a technique that you use that works for you. And maybe all these techniques that I mentioned do not work for you. So every person is different. And naturally, you will have to use one of these techniques to do, like just to test things out, right? But yeah, I appreciate everybody. Hopefully, you liked the podcast. Until then, have a good day and bye.